Let's go!
Welcome to the Side Yard Sidebar. Grab your drink of the night and pull up a chair. Make yourself comfortable as we bring you discussion with substance and some of the best visitors from Boise and beyond. This is the Side Yard Sidebar.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Side Yard Sidebar. This week it's me, the co-host, Dusty, and we're going to do a very short episode this week. And I got to say, it's going to be different than what we usually do. This week, we're going to take time to listen and learn. There's been so much going on in our world right now with everything from COVID-19 to the recent officer-involved shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And we want to learn, right? I believe that a lot of these situations, these tragedies, have been made into an us versus them or a political stance, but I can't help to think that it comes down to a heart issue and a human issue. And this is my own personal ideas or thoughts. This is not Zach. But I wish it would go away from the political stance. We often try to defend whatever political stance we have, right? And then when tragedy happens, I think that a lot of people decide that they have to defend their thoughts, right? So in the recent Jacob Blake shooting, it's been turned into a, well, he must have done something wrong to warrant the officer shooting, or that he did something wrong for it, and I can't buy that. Like, if a person is drunk and doesn't follow the directions given to them, that doesn't mean they deserve to be shot. If someone is in disagreement with someone else in all these protests, it doesn't mean that there ought to be violent actions against them. And if it happens that to someone that you are related to, wouldn't it be different? Like, wouldn't it hurt to hear someone talking about how it must have been okay for that to happen to him or her? And I mean, in this recent Jacob Blake shooting, if that was someone I knew, I don't think I could sit there and defend, like, well, yeah, they kind of, you know, were doing something. No, it's never okay. And so this week, I wanted to invite you, our listeners, to listen to a few different podcasts and watch a few different videos on YouTube. You don't have to agree with what's being said. That's fine. But would you please listen and understand that there's different perspectives and that they are valid as well? We can have opinions, and we must learn to listen and evaluate those opinions. And often what's going on in the news right now is people listen to people that say what they want to hear, right? So they're only hearing one side, and that's all they're comfortable with. And then they try to give you the talking points that that one side says, when there's got to be a better way to hear from different sides, right? So this week, I'm going to introduce a few podcasts that I would encourage you to listen to for a new perspective. Now, the first one is a recommendation coming from me as a teacher. It's a five episode podcast called Nice White Parents. And you may hear that and say, nope, not going to listen to it. Please listen to it. Please listen to it. Let me read you their introduction. It's a Serial and New York Times podcast called Nice White Parent. Looks at the 60-year relationship between white parents and the public school down the block. We know American public schools do not guarantee each child an equal education, and that is true. Two decades of school reform initiatives have not changed that. But when, I believe her name is Chana Joff Walt, a reporter, looks at inequality in education, she saw that most reforms focused on who schools were failing, black and brown kids. But what about who the schools are serving? In this five-part series, she turns her attention to what is arguably the most powerful force in schools, and that is white parents. And you may think, yeah, I'm not going to listen to that. It's one-sided. No, it's a school that she focuses on in New York over the course of its history and how often it changes and for what reasons. And it just makes you think about things differently. And being a teacher in Boise, Idaho, I see it. And it may not be as drastic as you may see in New York or wherever else, but my goodness, it's very present. And so would you please listen to those? Again, Nice White Parents. It's 5 episodes. Very intriguing, very interesting, the perspective that comes from that. The next one is another podcast. It's called Higher Learning, and it is with Van Lathan and Rachel Lindsay. And here's what it says. It says, they dissect the biggest topics in Black culture, politics, and sports. 2 times per week, they will wade into the most important and timely conversations, frequently inviting guests on their podcast and occasionally debating each other. I just recently listened to their episode about the NBA playoffs being postponed and their thoughts on that. And it was a perspective that I did not see. And they bring in history that I would not have thought about. And so I found it very interesting to listen to. Please, if not just that episode, listen to their podcast for a new perspective. And then finally, it's a series of YouTube videos I'm sure you've seen or heard of called Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man. Emmanuel Acho is incredible. He answers some of the uncomfortable questions from a perspective and with a perspective that you may not have heard before. It's incredible. He's got so many episodes there, and I would highly recommend that you watch them and listen and consider what your heart is telling you. If your heart instantly says, no, there might be a problem. And it's not that you're wrong or whatever. It's just that we need to have hearts for people right now. My thoughts. So that this is our podcast. This is the entire thing today. I would love for you to listen to some of those podcasts, watch some of those videos, and try and get a new perspective on things that are happening in the world instead of listening to what you always listen to. So, with that said, we love you so much. Zach and I love you so much. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your week, and we will talk to you soon.